Flight Spirit is one of Noel Coward's most durable comedies. Since it was first produced in 1941, it has been performed constantly. Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany is keeping the torch alive with a pleasing production that continues through May 6th. The plot, about a wife returning from the dead to steal back her husband from his second wife, was, in 1941, startlingly original. Now it's a familiar conceit seen in countless plays, television shows, and films. Thanks to an excellent cast, the Capitol Rep production rarely seems dated or overexposed. The plight of a rather rigid wife competing with her husband's flamboyant and beautiful former wife is charming and amusing. However, the approach that makes a flimsy premise acceptable is also a drawback. Because the cast seems dedicated to making the characters nice, the production loses a lot of its bite. And that bite is usually what makes a production of Flight Spirit comic. Under the stage direction of Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, this production falls into the category of humorous rather than funny. There is, however, a certain charm about a Noel Coward play being filled with civil individuals. The choice to fill the stage with nice people avoids a problem found with many productions of Coward's plays. Often, the characters are so arrogant and superior that they become dislikable. There is nothing to dislike about this production. Though the tone is humorous rather than comical, there are still many laugh-out-loud moments. When the living wife, Ruth, finally loses her cool at the top of the second act, Rennie Rabine owns the stage and shakes the cobwebs from a long first act. But even in that first segment, there is a funny seance scene in which Eileen Schuyler massively finds the oddity of the medium, Madame Arcardi, and makes her a delightful eccentric. And two, it is impossible not to laugh or at least giggle when Kelsey Tolspet makes many frantic entrances as the nervous maid Edith. The character most limited by the respectful approach is Elvira, the wife who returns from the dead to reclaim her husband and taunt Ruth. Normally, Elvira is played with a bit of a cruel streak. Here, Yvonne Perry is merely mischievous. Perry does, however, get her laughs by expertly showing her glee at the frustration Ruth suffers. She also displays a sharp command of Coward's witty language. Though the English accent sounded muddled, the cast relishes the witty language in the play. One of the best is Gary Lindemann, who plays the husband Charles, a man who finds out happiness is not having two women who will go to any lengths to have him. In minor roles, John Romeo and Elizabeth Henry lift the thankless roles of neighboring couples by signaling their own frustrations within their long-term marriage. Though the entire cast is without blemish, the stars of the show are Capitol Rep's tech crew. Brian Prather's set is ideal, as he created an attractive and functional drawing room. Howard Kaplan's costumes are splendid, and Travis McHale's lighting makes the mysterious elements work. The work gels with writer Q Stanton's sound design to make the special effects at the end of the play very special. This version of Flight Spirit is well-acted, perfectly designed, and offers a fresh concept to a very familiar play. It's a likable production. It continues at Capitol Rep through May 6th. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.